morning, everybody. How are you doing? I hope all is well with you. This is Lisa Beachy, still working out a little bit of the kinks here on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm excited. I have seen that so many of you have added me on iTunes. Yes, my podcast is on iTunes. I hope you're following me there, and I just want to say a big thank you for the reviews that you guys have been leaving on there for my podcast. You guys rock. You're so awesome. Thank you so much. So, you know what? This is Spiritual Health with Lisa Beachy. As you know, a few weeks ago, I changed the format a little bit. I wanted to make it more informational. What I will be doing, hopefully this week, is putting a page on my website, lisabeachy.com, where we can have you guys ask questions if you see the topic ahead for the week ahead, and that's why I ask you to subscribe. This week is about kind of just accepting and letting the past go so that you can move forward. So many of us have a problem with that and issues with that. And so as I started thinking, like, when I kind of flesh it out and how I move forward, what we're going to do with this, I do want to answer questions. Maybe on Facebook, if you go over right now and put a little question in the Facebook post that I made earlier for this Blog Talk Radio, it's Lisa Beachy over on Facebook. Any questions? Are you having problem letting the past go? Are you really stuck on something that maybe you think is hindering you, or how to move forward? I can help you with that. I can answer some questions with the angels and the guides and everything like that. Just let me know, and we will go back and check on it later in the show. So it's really kind of interesting how Spirit's been moving in my life personally, how we've been moving forward as we go into the holidays. Holidays tend to just trudge up a bunch of crap, right? We all know that's the truth. And it's just kind of cool, too, as well, when we start thinking about, I'm a little twisted probably because I love it when things get trudged up for us, because it means that we can examine it and heal it, and we can work with our angels and God and everybody and just kind of say, hey, what is triggering me here? What is it that I need to release and let go of? So we can live the rest of our lives just kind of lighter and happier, because it's so amazing and we don't even really notice all of the little events that happen throughout our day. If you have a job that kind of weighs on you, if you have issues with family members, or maybe there's something weighing on your heart about the way somebody treats you, a spouse or a loved one or a friend, or just even in the supermarket, if somebody was kind of crappy to you and it's kind of weighing you or you know, dragging your day down a little bit, all those little things add up. They really do. It's so amazing when, like, I'm 44, and you think of the thousands and hundreds of thousands of seconds and minutes that I've lived in this lifetime where I have experienced interaction with other people or myself. You know, we all have limiting beliefs and thoughts, and we have, you know, just layers upon thousands of layers of little moments that tend to add up. And unfortunately, not all of them are great. You know, we do have awesome experiences in there. But isn't it so funny how as humans and having an ego and as we really live this life, we tend to fixate on the negative, and it bruises our feelings or it hurts our emotions or it causes depression and anxiety and negative fear-based emotions, because they do seem to hang on a little bit longer or more than the good moments. And unfortunately, for many of us, not all of us, but for many of us, if we started out in life where we grew up with people that tended to be negative or tended to look at the negative side of life, we learned that behavior, right? It became part of our belief systems and part of our, you know, as we're beautiful, impressionable little children, we kind of learn from those around us in our environment, and we learn that life is hard. And it becomes our belief systems. It becomes how we feel or how we think. And then we start to focus on the negative. And, you know, it's not always our parents. It's like their parents and their parents and hundreds of generations passed down of just these little patterns of behavior that we've inherited that a lot of times just aren't even ours. So I was working with Archangel Michael, because I love my bro Michael, and we were really thinking about it and I was talking to him about it, and I have many, many times spoken to my angels about just this subject, because I remember growing up, you know, we all have, you know, difficulties growing up, and I think that we have to remember that when we deal with people and interact with them through life, everybody's got crap that they're bringing along, right? And so we just seem to focus on ours a little bit, you know? Ours is the most important crap. That's the spiritual term, crap. Okay, so when we kind of look at this where, you know, we're interacting on a day-to-day basis, and when I was growing up, it was difficult. You know, I had a single mom that did the best that she could, and she was amazing, and she had so many, you know, obstacles in her life that she could have really just let beat her down, but she, persevered through them and supported us as children and, you know, raised us as a very independent single mother. Just amazing when I look back on it. And I start to think about it where, you know, what makes us choose to give up or choose to fight on or fight through? And even fighting is a harsh term. Like when you think about it, because you want to love your way through life, you want to enjoy life. And that doesn't mean that stuff's still not going to happen. It just really means, are you going to hold on to it? You know, and I'm talking about the little things as well as the big things. And as human beings, as spiritual beings in this physical realm, living this physical experience, we all have things going on, big and small. You know, the fan in my car has broken. So it's just the weirdest thing. Now, it's so funny because years ago, would have completely pissed me off, and I would have just dwelled on it, and I would have, you know, because it's going to cost a bit of change to do it because everything's electronic nowadays, and there, it would have been something that I held on to, and I would have just kind of wallowed in for a little bit. But now I've reached the point where I just say, you know what, God's going to provide for what I need, and that's going to be taken care of, and I just am able to let it go because I realize, you know, that book, What Is It? Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, is really true. And there's such freedom and power in releasing and letting go. And there's such power, and I really, it's a really big goal of my personal life to help you guys see that. You know, I spent the first half of my life incredibly negative. It was just incredibly negative. And it wasn't, you know, anything, anybody's fault. It was my choice to kind of look at things from a darker viewpoint of the world is against me and everything's, you know, piling up on me. And what's really interesting is that people tend to not realize that the weight of the layers of all the small things are what are weighing us down. That's what Archangel Michael showed me, because I started seeing, of course, we all have major things. You know, I've had surgery in the last couple of years, but, you know, like illnesses and various things and family members, you know, getting very sick. And when I look at my life as a whole, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that I could focus on the darkness, or I could focus on the negativity. But I've been shown with Archangel Michael's help and my beautiful spiritual team that, you know what, these things are always going to be happening. And there's also little layers throughout every single day. You get cut off in traffic. You can go to the store and maybe they said they would hold something for you and then they didn't. And now that was what you were going to give somebody for a party or something. There's a lot of little things that could layer up on you. And if you choose to hold on to them, it bears weight. It really does. It physically affects us, it mentally affects us, and it emotionally affects us. And what's really interesting about this, because this is a spiritual health show, we can choose to just carry it on with us. We could choose to, oh, you know, everything is layering on. It's getting harder and harder. The depression sets in, the anxiety sets in, the stress sets in. And we lose track of what is the real root? What is the real problem here? Why am I always sad? Why am I always angry? Why am I always eating? Why am I having addictions? What am I trying to cover up? I don't understand. And this is the work I did with Archangel Michael for my own health, because I couldn't pinpoint, I had definite large events in my life that had happened, but I had forgiven those. And I didn't understand why I was still sad, why I was still depressed, why I was still just not, I was angry. And I didn't understand why, because I had truly forgiven the wrongs done to me in a large sense of my life. And yet still, I was feeling this layer of depression deep in my soul. When I started working with Archangel Michael, what was really interesting to me is that I was shown it's all of these little things layering up. And in that moment, in that day, when you do get cut off on traffic, when you do have small things, you haven't, you know, your kid's teacher calls and all of a sudden, you know, your kid did something that reflects on you as a parent, or you believe it does, right? We all have those moments too. And it weighs on the heart. And I started realizing I hold on to all those things. I was holding on to those things. I wasn't realizing, you know what, this sucks, and it's definitely something that I need to work on or do or take action on, or I need to do those things, but I don't need to hold it. I don't need to carry it with me for the next 40 years of my life, right? I don't need to, if I get a call from my son's teacher, I don't have to carry that little layer of sadness, of failure, the feeling of insecurity that comes with that. I don't need to put it in my box or in my heart chakra and hold it there for the next 40 years. I can really just acknowledge it. I can talk to my son about the issue. I can talk to the teacher about the issue. I can love and forgive all parties involved, including myself, and I can move on, right? Sometimes that's easier said than done. But if you find that you're holding on to things longer than necessary, if you find that you're holding on to things that you just can't quite let go of or shake, right? Sometimes we can't shake it. You know how dogs just, you know, all of a sudden will just shake and they shake it off? That's exactly what they're doing. When you watch a dog can get very angry or very sad or depressed or sad that you're leaving or whatever, and they will usually shake within the next little bit, sometimes, not always, but they're shaking that energy off of their body. And that is what we need to do. We really need to do that as well, because we need to be able to shake off these little things. We need to be able to acknowledge, accept, forgive if needed, and release. And it's so important because it affects our health mentally, physically, spiritually. You know, it's so awesome because once I started doing that quite a few years ago, I started realizing, definitely with my angel's help, that, you know what, I'm holding on to a lot of stuff, right? And so that's why I started creating a lot of my meditations for you guys over on YouTube, Meditations for Moms there. And I also started really just kind of saying, I need to let this go. The only thing that's really kind of holding this in my heart or making me sad or moving forward with certain things, it's me. It's me choosing to just kind of pick something up along the day and hold it and tuck it away and add it to the layers, right? Now, I'm overweight. I am losing weight, but I'm definitely overweight. And when I started working on that project of myself, trying to figure out what the weight was connected to, this is what Archangel Michael showed me. He showed me that much like the layers of fat on my body, I was layering up the hardness on my heart. I was layering up every little injustice that I perceived being done to me or around me or my family or those that I loved. I started just tucking them away because it was almost like it was a validation of being right. Like if you're looking at the world from the perspective of they're out to get you, you get jaded, there's no good in the world, you know, you're not coming from a loving perspective, the universe will gladly bring something to validate that for you. And then you go, see, I knew it. Tuck that away. See, that's confirmed. People suck. Right? But look at the beauty that's in the world as well. So when we start working with our angelic guides and we start praying and meditating every day, we start looking at it from the perspective of the good that is validated in our world, right? The beautiful things like my, you know, my 10-year-old and all of the smart things. He's at that great age where all of a sudden you're like, when did you become a little adult? Like they start saying and doing certain things and they just, you know, they're so funny and witty and they just kind of come out of left field with things that they've been learning or, you know, sometimes bringing back to you the things you've been teaching them. Isn't it great when you hear your own positive voice in a negative moment being mimicked back to you from a 10-year-old, right? But it's really wonderful because you can choose to focus on that, right? So the chat room's definitely open. And also, I just a little bit of housekeeping. I want to say we all have our practices for shaking it off. And I'm going to go for the next half of this show on how we can do it. And as you know, I mentioned last week, I've started a wonderful little venture with my friend called LaBellaVBotanicals.com. And we're selling some sage sprays because I'm allergic to smoke. So, we create these sage sprays, lavender and sage together, which is an amazing combo. And then we're doing a little gift pack for the holidays. It's a 3-pack. So go hop over to LaBellaVBotanicals.com. And if you're looking for some, linen refreshener sprays, or maybe you like to use them as a body spray, or maybe you like to use them as your house cleansing, go check out LaBellaVBotanicals. I'm having problems talking today. And also, I wanted to let you guys know that I have brought back my 12-month reading for 2016, the brand new year. I pull a card a month for you guys, and we do an hour-long reading where we get to see what's the year ahead. It's one of the predictive type readings that I can do, the path you're currently on. The angels come in during these readings, and we get to say, okay, what's ahead of me, so that you can either change it if you're not liking the perspective or the way it's headed. We can clear limiting beliefs to kind of shift it. Or if you like it, it's awesome to just know ahead of time how to keep moving forward. So that's lisabeachy.com if you want to book that reading with me. I would love to talk to you and your spiritual team. So as we go forward into the next half, how can we release some of these negative, stinking thinking kind of layers as we move forward? How can we just kind of accept things and let them go? How can we just really acknowledge things and say, you know what, I don't want to carry these things around anymore. They're making me sad. They screw up this relationship with this person that I love, right? And I always come into these situations waiting for the worst to happen, or maybe you're noticing something like that. So one of the really great kind of exercises that I use is with Archangel Michael. And what I do personally, and what I did, I have done this for many years actually, I sit with Archangel Michael if I'm having a problem, and my spiritual team, they totally just came in and were like, hey, don't forget us. So I'm like, okay. I have my spirit guides and my spiritual team, and it really is a beautiful time. Sometimes people always ask me, well, I just don't see or feel anything when I sit with them. And that's okay. Just know that they're always still there. But what you do is you take some time to just sit every day with spirit, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes, really just kind of putting on some pretty music. Like I said, I have my meditations channel on YouTube. You can go to my website, lisabeachy.com. I now have figured out how to put my meditation videos on my website, so it's lisabeachy.com there. You'll go to the YouTube link. They're right there. So, and it's all free, you guys. It's free, so go do it, right? It's totally free. So as we kind of sit with Archangel Michael and our spiritual team or any of the angels that come up, you kind of breathe in the nose for a 5 count. You inhale, and then you drop into your heart chakra as you exhale, and you release on the breath. You kind of release. You'll start to, as you continue the breathing process, with the intention of releasing negativity. So you sit with Michael, you sit with your spiritual team or whoever shows up for you, just kind of knowing that they're there. Inhale the nose for 5 count, exhaling through your mouth, you will start to feel the heart chakra open. You'll start to feel the tension leave your body on each exhale, and you just continue the breathing. You know, if your mind starts to wander, you just pull it back in with a new breath. You just kind of go, okay, show me what it is I need to release. Please show me where it is that I need to accept something that maybe I'm holding on to. You ask your higher self this, you ask your angels this, and as you exhale, you will start to feel the tension leave your body and slide into the ground. Your mind will start to open. You'll start to feel or think about certain places or situations, and allow your mind to wander. Do this until you get to a point where you just kind of feel like you're done. I know that sounds weird, but it's really just kind of true. That's why I say do it for 5 minutes, do it for 30, do it for an hour. Everybody's uniquely different and wonderful, so it's okay if you're not following a specific regimen like everybody else. Do what feels right for you. And as you do this, the angels will allow you to see or feel or remember a person, place, or thing, situation. And I would have a journal to journal it when it comes up and you finish, and really journal what came up for you. Really journal what it is that you were feeling, journal what came through. How did you feel at that time of the situation? How do you feel about that person? And journal it all down there. And when you're done, you're going to say, I accept, love, and release this for the highest good. And you're going to really just kind of, you'll never run out of material. Because like I said, you've been living a while. Even if you're only 16 at this point, 16-year-olds have thousands of opportunities to be offended. They have thousands of opportunities in their lifetime for something to come up, right? If you're 40, if you're 60, you know, you'll never run out of material. I'm telling you, nothing is too small, nothing is too large. Don't worry if it's something very minimal. Don't worry if it's something that you're like, really? That's what came up. I'm holding on. Okay, you know what? I'm going to put it on there. Maybe they ran out of frozen peas at the supermarket. You know what I mean? If that's what comes up, journal about it, because you have to trust that your angels and guides are going to guide you to the right place. You have to trust that there is logic to the process, and you have to have faith in that, right? So as you continue to do these, I would say do it daily. And really, when you're done at the end, fill and just kind of release. And every breath will bring in the beautiful green light of healing as you breathe. And just the daily practice. You will get lighter and lighter energetically as you move through the day. It's so cool. Like, it's the coolest thing. I can't even tell you guys. It's so exciting. So what happens is, like, say you give yourself, I'm going to do this for 7 days. Just say, I'm going to do this for 7 days. I make the commitment to myself and spirit. And don't, you know what, never, just don't back out of a commitment for yourself. Please, 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 please. It's one thing to back out of a commitment for somebody else or for spirit or whatever, but if you ever make a commitment to yourself, please see it through, because it's so important. So if you feel like this is only something you can take a day at a time, do that. But if I would try it for 7 days, and then at the end of 7 days, I want you to put in your calendar or your cell phone to reflect back 7 days ago, how are you feeling? How are you feeling 7 days before you started to that seventh day? It's amazing when you're able to compare just a week of doing this releasing energy exercise, how much lighter, like the difference and the freedom and the lightening of your energy, the happiness that is cracking through, the happiness and the lightness that is seeping into your spirit just from sitting with spirit for a week, just from doing this exercise of releasing and journaling, just making that commitment to yourself and then looking back. I have clients that do this. I do recommend this a lot. I recommend various exercises, and Archangel Michael always comes in to say, and they say it seems so simple. But then when I talk to them a month later, they're like, oh my gosh, this has been life-changing for me. I've lost weight. I'm feeling lighter. My relationship is better with this person. My house finally got sold. It's so amazing when you start thinking energetically of what you're holding on to, but you don't notice, because it's just building up day by day, minute by minute, instance by instance. How amazing to really be able to look back in a year and say, you know what, or God, my life has completely changed this year. I mean, a week is one thing, but if you did this every day for a year, you'd be in a completely different place in your life. You would very likely, your career would be better, your family relationships would be better, you'd be happier, you'd be healthier, and you just committing a few minutes a day to acknowledge what you're holding on to, recognizing that it's okay to let it go and that you're safe in letting it go. That's another thing. Many of us hold on to these things because, yeah, it's completely dysfunctional, but we recognize the energy. It's layered up on us so gradually over the years that it feels like a cocoon that is all warm and safe, when actually it's what's keeping us down. It's what's keeping us bound to the current dysfunction. And if you can gently, lovingly, every day peel back a layer of that hard shell that you've been building up around the heart chakra without even realizing it. So many light workers really believe that they are free. They believe that they've done the work. They believe that they've awakened, and definitely they've done the work. I know that they have. But still there's something where they feel guilty because they don't want to tell their clients that they're still sad. They don't want to tell their clients or their friends or family, or maybe they're putting on this happy face, but deep down, maybe there's a sadness there that they can't quite put their finger on. I know I still do this work because there are still days where we're human and we still have these feelings and experiences going through life. Do it for yourself. And I hope you truly do, because it will bless not only yourself, but it will bless everybody around you. Right? Because it's law of attraction. If you heal the core that is you and the energy that you're resonating out into the world, within a year's time, it will pull back more positive, loving, light-filled experiences, situations, opportunities, and it's law of attraction. So even think of it like, if you're not quite where you want to be today, or where you want to go, or what you were hoping would happen is not manifesting for you, this is the work for you. There is something here that you're needing to peel back and examine. And with the beautiful energy of Archangel Michael and your spiritual team and your angels and your guides and God's loving energy, you are safe to do so, right? Many times people go into therapy and they do this work where they peel back the layers and they don't quite, you know, they feel worse than when they came in. Right? Because they're doing it from an ego perspective, or they're simply just doing it as a talk therapy and they're bringing stuff up, but they're not doing it in the safe environment of love and healing, which is what this type of meditation and experiences do for you. So even if you're going into therapy, I say this often to many clients, take your angels with you, because yes, therapy will also do this for you. But do it when you bring your angels and your guides with you into different sessions, okay? If you ever want to connect in with this as well, definitely go to lisabeachy.com. Set up a reading with me. I have early morning and evening times available. I often read one day on each weekend just for the morning, so you have to book in advance. But I am here for you, and I definitely can connect in with your angels and guides. If you're having troubles putting a finger on what the issue is, what the block is, let me tap in for you, and we can connect in with the angels and guides and see what they have to say. How can you move forward for the healing? Let's make 2016 the year where you're finally free, where you're finally happy, where you're able to live in a place where you're just meshing with your spiritual vibe and your life purpose. Okay, lisabeachy.com if you want to do that. Now, I also have some really exciting news as we move forward. I have another YouTube channel. I do my weekly readings on this YouTube channel. I have my meditations YouTube channel that I do strictly meditations. I am starting for a very short time. I'm going to see if it works or if it's worth it. To be honest, go look up Lisa Beachy on YouTube. I'm pulling daily cards. I'm expanding. Every day on Facebook, I post a daily message from your angels with the cards, and I pull a card for you each day. I have decided to make a daily video on YouTube to go with that card pull each day. So please go subscribe to Lisa Beachy on YouTube, where I do my readings. The meditations channel is different, so subscribe to both. It's kind of exciting. I'm really excited. They're just 2 to 3 minute daily videos. But I would love to hear your feedback. If I start to see that they are worth the effort and time, because it's definitely a lot of editing and input for me, but that's also why I kind of say, if you want to support me through my support page on lisabeachy.com, I've added PayPal now as well to do a monthly subscription of $1 a month. That helps support the work. I would love to continue to do it. So just, you know, shoot me a little message on YouTube and see if you like it. If it's something you want me to continue, I'd appreciate that. A lot of love as we move into this week, you guys. Going to send you a lot of many blessings for you and your family. Have a great day. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.